We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Samuel, hey, walk away, trade Deebo Samuel for a third round pick. What kind of sense does that make? Come on, Tarvarius. Listen to 95.7 Game.
Yeah,
AGMZ,
erroneous, FM, Fillmore,
San Francisco.
Mike.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app and favorite 95.7 Game for the best and most up-to-date sports coverage. I will say this.
You don't have me pull you from one of them cabins you in.
That's a great line.
To call it here and say, shut up, Shasky. No, he's getting paid to talk. Can't shut up. He won't shut up either. It's not in Shasky's DNA. Shasky don't even know how to spell shut up.
Stop being a homer, bro.
Listen, man. I don't know what it is about us. I'm going to just have a come to Jesus moment before we get back into the Niners.
Okay, give it to me.
Something about us, too.
What's that?
Where people like to go on Twitter, they like to go into chat and just make things up about us.
Oh, that's
about
fine.
What we said and what we didn't say. So many people just make things up about what we said. Just go clip the tape. I'll stand by what I say. Just don't make things up.
I know, like saying that I said Clay is exactly like Kyle Korver. I said he's more like Kyle Korver than he is
Why
old Clay.
Why'd you have to go there? We don't need to revisit that one. We don't need to revisit that.
The wording please. Matters.
Please, let's not go there. The fact that Clay just... But to your point, wording does matter. I don't want to go back down that rabbit hole.
No, but that's the one thing that I always like. People are like, oh, I can't believe you say this and say that. I'm like, yeah, I put my name on it every day.
All the time.
My face is on it. In fact, it's on YouTube at all times. Any word that comes out of my mouth, I can be canceled.
Yeah, no doubt.
Trust me, I'm very cognizant of that.
That's why we don't go politics. We don't touch top.
Bonte said to me at the break, how about those people living in sewers? I said, yeah, I don't really want to bring that up on air.
Well, you didn't say that. You said that was crazy.
It was crazy.
And you just brought it up on air.
I know.
You just brought that up.
I know.
Wait, so, where? Where are people living in sewers?
In the city.
In
you
San
see
Francisco.
That video?
Yeah, there's a huge fire over the
check
weekend.
Check Anna's Instagram. Yeah, there's like a fire underneath. The people are living in sewers.
The sewer people, man. They're coming. It's like the crab people.
So it's like a Futurama where they actually lived in a sewer.
So
in the
future.
Or Ninja Turtles.
There you go.
Like Mark Willard. He'll say, don't put words in my mouth. And all he does is put words in my mouth. Does that every single day on his show. It's all good. I don't care. We need the attention. We need the clout. But another thing.
Huh?
As much as I love Deebo Samuel.
Okay.
When I went into training camp, we were talking about the season.
Mike, are you paying attention?
What did I say? Since we're patting each other, I said Brandon Ayuk was the best route runner on his football
team. Yes, you did.
And he's the best pure wide receiver. Doesn't mean I wanted to trade Deebo Samuel.
No.
That's not a specialty. Deebo Samuel's specialty is give me the damn football anywhere on the football field, and I'm going to make a play for our football
Smoke
team.
Smoke screens, running back.
Jet sweeps. Yeah, line them up in the backfield. Yeah. Angle routes, Texas routes.
I actually think he can do more downfield. They just haven't really unlocked that portion of the offense.
Yep.
But when you watch him at camp, right, and he's going up against all the DBs, he struggles to get separation in the drills. Deebo does. But that doesn't mean he can't be good.
Enough of that. Let's talk about your boy, Nick Bosa. Because Brian Barnwell, ESPN, believes that the 49ers have no choice but to sign Nick Bosa. They have no choice but to re-sign him. And it could be some big, big money coming towards Nick Bosa. ESPN, again, the headline is the Niners have no choice but to sign Nick Bosa in contract negotiations. And they usually get things done in training camp. Just what would that deal look like? You know, a lot of people, remember we had Joe Corey on?
Mm-hmm.
And he said he's going to be the first defensive $30 million player, $30 million per year player on the defensive side of the football. And that was 2 years ago. We didn't find that cut. But here's a quote from Barnwell.
And that was before Aaron Donald signed his extension.
Exactly. And that was before.
I've got all the numbers right here.
Coming off a season in which he was defensive player of the year, finished sixth of the league's MVP voting, the 49ers really have no choice but to make their star edge rusher the highest paid defender in NFL history. A big round number is coming. Bosa should be the first defensive player in league history to average more than $30 million per season on a multi-year deal. Now, it's making headlines for Ben Barwell. Joel Corey said that 2 years ago on this show.
Yeah.
On this show. Former agent said that on this show. So I'm going to give Joel Corey his credit for that. Well, they don't have to make room for it because I think the contract extension for Bosa will actually reduce the salary cap space, or I should say reduce to his cap number this first season. That was from Mayoko on the 49ers Talk podcast, which you can find on NBC Sports Bay Area.
When you give a signing bonus out, you can roll it over multiple years.
Where you'll see it will be in the future years where he makes a lot of money, and I fully expect him to be the highest paid defensive player of the game. You kind of saw that with Eric Armstead, right?
Yep.
They backloaded that deal, so they were able to keep some players here, which I think they'll try to keep Ayuk in San Francisco. And that's the other thing. Don't you want to keep your homegrown players, folks?
Well, here's
we always talk about homegrown players. Don't you want to keep a homegrown player in Brandon Ayuk and Deebo Samuel?
The only one that they haven't kept that they wanted was DeForest Buckner, right? That's the only one throughout their regime, 7 years. So I look at it this way. The NFL is so great for the consumer because they have the franchise tag in the back pocket. If you cannot come to an agreement, Bonte, you franchise tag them. Now, will the Bosas hold out? Yes, they will.
Mm-hmm.
It's not personal. It's just business when it comes to the Bosas. And I don't blame them. Okay? I don't blame them at all.
Bosa family business?
Are they going to probably work out a deal? Yes, I believe they're probably going to work out a deal. And I want to actually, because I've talked about this, I want to get into a conversation about, I don't think we give enough credit to the York family and the 49ers in general for having the cash up front every year in an escrow account. Because every time they've needed to pay someone, they've had that money ready to go. It's a lot of money. We give Joe Lacob a lot of money for luxury tax bills and things like that. To have that escrow money, look around the league. There's been lots of teams, not just the Raiders, who, for whatever reason, like Cincinnati's going through this right now. They don't think they have enough escrow money to put down in cash for both Burrow and T. Higgins.
Yep.
They're going to have to figure something out here.
Yeah, Mike Brown's notorious for being cheap.
So
notorious
right now, Aaron Donald, a year and a half ago, signed a deal that, on average, makes him about $32 million a year. I struggle giving a defensive player $30 million a year, but that's market rate. Like, that's where it's going. I struggle with that, though. I'm not going to lie. I don't love it. But Bosa's worth it. If you just look at the list, the guy who I believe in the top 10, who's got the best value, Max Crosby at $24 million a year. That's the AAV. It's a steal. Comparative to some of these other guys.
You could arguably say he had a better season than Nick Bosa. Nick Bosa won DPOY, but Crosby plays every single snap.
Yeah. Miles Garrett, Joey Bosa, TJ Watt, Aaron Donald, going down to up. Those are your top guys after Max Crosby, who's the fifth highest paid player. Bosa's going to get $32, $33, $34 million on the AAV, the annual average. But the other part that I am starting to come to the realization, with Amazon being in the game with the TV money, with Apple Plus being in the game with the TV money, cap's going up.
It is.
Cap's going up. So the percentage of the cap isn't going to be as bad as when some of these other guys, like TJ Watt, signed his deal 2 years ago.
Did Bosa leave you disappointed by the end of the year with the way his playoff? Because he's had monster playoff games.
This was not his best playoff run.
He was quiet.
Very quiet.
And it hurt not to have a rebuttal for Howard Eskin when he said Lane Johnson kicked his ass with a torn groin. Now, I still believe Lane Johnson was leaving. He was basically moving early on every snap. Every single snap felt like he was false starting. But Bosa was quiet in that game.
Bonte, if you don't pay Bosa, like, explain to me another guy who deserves it more. Yeah. Like, his excellence, he got injured and tore his ACL. Outside of that, he's been a top two player at his position every single year.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, this is what you dream of when you draft someone number two overall. You dream to give that guy a 6-7 year extension and 100. Because, like, that means that he's all pro level every year, which is what he's been. The playoffs, there's no doubt. I would have gone to say this, I don't think he fully recovered from the groin injury, or maybe he re-sustained a groin injury.
Re-aggravated it.
Yeah, after coming back. He's got to get right with that groin injury.
And you know what the Niners are going to do? If Drake Jackson can't make that jump, I know people, Frank Clark's been into some messy situations off the field. I get it. Yannick, did he have the best year last year? I don't think so. But I think they need to explore having another edge rusher to take some of that pressure off of Nick Bosa. Now, Armstead and Hargrave will help. Javon Hargrave will help. There's no doubt about that.
I'm actually really excited for him.
I am too. I'm also excited. Now, my buddy from Philly has me a little, and I love Javon because he came on the morning Russ and blessed us with 20 minutes in absolute gold. But also, my buddy from Philly, who's a diehard Eagles fan, best friend, Philly Zoo, said, look, I love Javon Hargrave. but Javon Hargrave eight because of Fletcher Cox. Now, this is a big year for Javon Hargrave to prove that he could play without Fletcher Cox in that great defensive line of the Philadelphia Eagles. That's not even shade. Those are just facts. He has to prove it without Fletcher Cox is going into the Hall of Fame.
This is the same thing people said about Eric Armstead.
Absolutely. And Eric Armstead has a lot to prove here.
He's a guy, you look at guys who may not be here 2 years from now, a year from now. I think Armstead's on that list. I don't think they've made a decision on that.
So,
but looking at the money and stuff and where it's trending.
So it was alarming that Drake Jackson wasn't even active for the playoff games.
It really was.
Is he ready to step up opposite of Nick Bosa to make this line complete, this defensive line complete?
Did you think that Aaron Banks was ready to play year two?
I didn't.
Me neither. And he really proved me wrong. So I'm hoping they can do a similar thing with Drake Jackson.
Yep. And again, if you are contending for Super Bowls, you could never have enough talent. You see what Philadelphia did last year, late in the year?
Ugh.
They signed Ndamukong Suh and Linval Joseph to bolster their already formidable defensive front. You could never have enough defensive linemen. You could never have enough pass rushers. Frank Clark is just sitting there. Yannick is just sitting there.
Mm.
Why, help Bosa out by getting more help on the edge.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
A speed.
Give me some speed rushers, especially against Jalen Hurts, who you may have to see down the line.
Yeah.
Especially against Geno Smith, who you may have to see down the line. Especially against Dak Prescott, who made some plays with his legs against the Niners in that divisional round game. And I still think that game, I don't know if it goes the Niners' way if Tony Pollard doesn't get hurt. Because every time they gave the ball to Zeke, or every time Zeke was on the field, that was a wasted snap. And I was saying that for the last 3 years. Zeke is cooked.
That game was so much closer than people want to admit. Remember, it went down to the final possession.
Okay, so I'd like Drake Jackson in year two.
The Zeke Elliott snap?
Oh, that was terrible. But
what was funnier, the Zeke Elliott snap or the Dak Prescott slide the year before?
Ooh, the Zeke snap. It just showed how bad.
When they called timeout, right. They're like, yo, just bum rush him.
Right.
That was great. Was that, is Zeke on the Cowboys right now?
No, he got cut.
So where is he?
Working out in Mexico.
Couch.
Or Mexico.
Would you take Zeke Elliott?
You would?
Sure. As a fifth running back, sure.
Why? Nobody.
Does he look sweet in the visor?
No, you don't take Zeke.
I'm teasing. I like Jordan Mason. You know that. I'm a Jordan Mason stan.
Come on, man. Ty Davis Price?
Played more fullback than running back.
I know.
Got a break.
What's coming up on the game? Sponsored by CalHope.org and the Department of Healthcare Services. More of your phone calls, 888-957-9570. That 8 o'clock hour was wild. What will the 9 o'clock hour present? Well, we should all find out here on the Morning Roast.
Stop being a homer, bro.
Don't you ever call me a homer.
This is Kevon Looney. Welcome back to the Morning Roast on 95.7 The Game. Take it away, Vontae.
Lou Dog. Woo! What a show. It's only Tuesday, folks. Training camp. Late July.
It's
cannot
only June,
wait.
Dog.
It's only June. Training camp coming in 7 weeks. I cannot wait.
Here are my four biggest camp battles. Right tackle.
I can't wait for that.
Safety.
I can't wait.
Quarterback two.
Oh my gosh, I can't wait.
Third linebacker.
It's going to be insane. Man, no, wait. By the way, we still got to go to Shea Warriors. Who's going to be their new GM?
Which rookie are we going to dump on today? Which youngster are we going to pinpoint the entire season on today?
You know, people don't want to blame Kerr, and I get it because he won four championships, but this wasn't Kerr's best coaching season.
You know, it's funny that you bring that up because we're going to get into, at some point, head coach rankings in the NFL that got released this week.
There were fantasy rankings. I guess there was like a fantasy football component.
Well, let me ask you this. Bill Belichick's place in the hierarchy of the NFL in terms of all-time coaches is cemented. What's his current status, though?
Oh, Andy Reid's the best coach of football right now.
Is Belichick top five? No, not resume. Right now, last two seasons, what you've seen thus far, the last couple years.
Top 10, not top five.
Oh, I agree with
if
that.
If I go top five, Andy Reid, Zach Taylor, Sean McDermott.
Shanahan.
Shanahan's right there.
McVay
took a big step back. I mean,
they had a lot of injuries.
Matt LaFleur hasn't been bad.
Matt LaFleur, okay. We'll see what
LaFleur
he looks like this year.
Matt LaFleur hasn't been bad.
We agree that these rankings are up and down,
right?
Yep. Guys can drop in and out, right? Where does Steve Kerr rank currently. Because whenever you criticize Kerr even a little, oh, he won four championships, no one's saying that he sucks.
Right now?
No one's saying Kerr sucks.
I think right now people would put Eric Spoelstra above him.
Uh-huh.
I think people will look at Mike Malone and make an argument right now, which is crazy, right? It's absurd.
I know. But zero Mike rings, Malone, four rings.
You know, but right now, this season, Mike Malone was a better coach. He was.
Okay.
He was a better coach.
But do you get where I'm going with this conversation?
Absolutely.
Right? Like, so just because you've accomplished a zillion things doesn't give you, like Popovich right now, great example as great I go coach. Belichick, Popovich.
Nobody would put him in the top five right now.
Not no one.
Close.
I don't think he's earned it.
Not even close.
Right?
Nobody would put him in their top five.
That's what I'm
currently.
Saying. So I'm not saying that Kerr is where Popovich is at currently. All I'm saying is that, yeah, you can't criticize. Like, that's part of the job. When you don't win right. at all and you have Steph Curry and your payroll is the biggest in the league by a wide margin, you can get scrutinized a little. It doesn't mean you're the worst. It doesn't mean that you need to get run out of town, but we could poke holes in it.
So, couple things here. One, happy birthday to the GOAT, Dante Wiley. One of our biggest roasters out there. He's a candidate for Roast of the Year.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Dante. You absolutely. Deserve it.
Hope your birthday is booming.
Yeah, I hope your birthday is booming. Shout out Antonio Proud, who wants to sit up opposite of Skip Bayless on Undisputed.
You that imagine would that? Be interesting.
That would be a train wreck. We'd watch one episode and be like, oh boy, this would be bad. There would be fights.
When does that crack come into play for you?
Just play the full clip. Right? Just play it. We should have played that right after BPA.
Like Pete Carroll a couple years ago, if you would ask people, I don't think they put him in the top five. I don't think they put him in the top eight. And then this last year, I think a lot of people were like, okay, you did that with Geno? You did that without Russell Wilson?
Pete Carroll, yeah. You know what? Pete Carroll does deserve
it. I think he jumped back up into it. Doesn't mean that he you know, he lost everything, but like you have good and bad years.
Right.
Steve Kerr needs a Pete Carroll-like resurgence this upcoming year.
This is a big offseason for the Warriors, which is going to carry us all summer long. That's why when people say these are the dog days of summer or dog days of sports radio, not true. Not true at all. I actually love these days in sports radio. We got the Giants. They'll play the Rockies
today. You love when BPA comes for you.
No, he just says stupid stuff. It's like what is wrong with him? What is wrong with him?
Draymond's got nothing left.
What, like, it's seriously?
My favorite draft.
I just wonder what the hell is wrong with him sometimes.
Bonte, you can't die in the cell, man.
Like, does he watch the games?
Yeah, he does.
How old is BPA?
I don't know.
We give him way too much run. Go call Steiny and Guru today. Start calling them more. He started calling us more for some reason.
No, you know what? No, don't do that.
Why?
Anyone that wants to call us, we will take on all callers.
If you don't talk over them.
Oh, well, I'm Lord Loudmouth, so you know that happens from time to time.
Gotta be better than that, Coach.
Yeah, and not Yuckmouth. I'm Lord Loudmouth, and you're Numbskull. We're the loonies.
Numbskull. He didn't age well.
You like how I made myself the better one?
Yeah, I do. I do. Trust me. I'm well aware.
You know what? You could be Drew Down in Ice Cream Man.
Credit to Shasky. He cut me off the first question at the Warrior Summit, went to me, and Shasky jumped right in, like literally jumped in front of me.
Yeah.
And changed the question.
Great quarterbacks, great ball players want the ball in crucial moments. Kobe doesn't shy away from the final shot.
This is a great question. 661 Comcast Business Text Line. Where do Hill and Shasky rank among Bay Area sports media members? I'll answer that one.
Currently?
We're outside the top 10.
Or all time?
Outside the top 10. Currently? All time. We're like not even the top 50. I'm not putting myself in the top 50.
Number two.
Well, there's a lot of legends who came through the Bay Area. No, we're not number two.
Number five.
I know what we are in our time slot.
Throw it up in the camera. Did you do this?
Jeff George. You got to run around the studio like Jeff George.
Ooh-wee. Oh, man. Let's go to, by the way, before we get to Michael LaBor.
Oh, this is my favorite
Hold on. So we were talking about Matt Maiocco's article when he said, the vibe around Santa Clara in the facility is that there's a belief that Brock Purdy will be ready to start for the Pittsburgh game week one, September 10th. He'll be fully cleared to throw football August 21st, 20 days prior to the start of the season. So then I just saw SF Niner, shout out Brad Graham, after seeking additional clarification on the report, we have learned that the article put out by Matt Maiocco was an opinion piece. It does not reflect the team's timelines or feelings on the quarterback position. So everybody chill. Brock may not be ready for week one in Pittsburgh. And then we got to go revisit Trey Lance and Sam Darnold. And really, everybody's going to lose their minds. Because I tell you what, for some of you guys, and I'm going to say it again.
Who's the guy that's working out?
Oh, Jack Cohn.
I'm a Jack Cohn guy. That's who I'm rooting for.
Wisconsin and Notre Dame.
I should put out a video like the Trey Lance one, but for Jack.
He looked very mediocre, but that doesn't mean anything. Brock Purdy looked mediocre. Hell, he got bitched against Iowa his senior year. Threw four picks in that game. Didn't mean a damn thing. Looked great last year. Almost won offensive NFL rookie of the year. How about that? Almost won it. But boy, if Trey Lance or Donald starts, and they look good the first couple games of the season. Oh my gosh. I may be calling it sick for those shows. Michael and Lamar, I don't know if I can handle that. That'd be a lot.
Morning, guys.
What's up, Michael?
So I have a quick question before I get to my football point. I'm going to my first Giants game this year, and this will be my first time going to Oracle Park this year. And I was wondering what advice you would give me on the first couple of eateries to try out in Oracle Park.
Got to try the Kraft sandwich, right?
Mm-hmm.
Got to try the crab fries.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have garlic fries.
Garlic fries is
a must.
Do a lap.
Do a lap before
the
game.
Get there early and do a lap.
Get there like 90 minutes early. Just do a lap. Check out the arcade.
My mom, I was talking to my mom over the weekend. My mom said that the slide is a very scary place. And the reason why is because my sister's kids were going down the slide and both of them went down on opposite ends. And my mom got so freaked out because she didn't know when they were going to come down and that they started running around. There's so many people. Just be careful if you got multiple kids going down the slide at one time. Yeah. I heard it gets a little chaotic. That's all I'm saying.
Go with your point, Mike.
Anyways.
Spadoni feels me.
I'm in total agreement with you guys.
No, he doesn't feel you.
You can never have enough talent on your football team. But why is it that Nick Bosa is the only one that's being talked about with help that needs help on the other side? Why aren't we talking about Christian McCaffrey, who also needs help, or Brandon Ayuk or Deebo Samuel, who also needs help? Because if one of those guys goes down, are we really going to rely on Juwan Jennings? I mean, no offense to him. He's a good ball player, and Ronnie Bell and Danny Gray, who are unknowns. Are we really going to rely on those guys and expect our offense to be like it was when Christian McCaffrey got here? And if, God forbid, knock on wood, Christian McCaffrey...
So you're asking if Danny Gray and Ronnie Bell can enhance this offense?
What was that?
You're asking if Danny Gray and Ronnie Bell can contribute to the offense to make them as powerful as they were last year, right?
Yeah. I don't think they will as much as Deebo Samuel and Brandon Ayuk do make the offense powerful. Like, why are we talking about just Nick Bosa? Like, why can't we get help for those guys? Like, you know what I mean? Because right after Christian McCaffrey, it falls off right after him. Like, Elijah Mitchell hasn't shown us anything.
Elijah Mitchell's been good.
When healthy.
Really good.
He just gets hurt a lot.
He gets hurt a lot.
And Jordan Mason had a couple of big runs.
Oh, it's the Seattle game on Thursday Night Football.
A couple of big runs.
It's great.
I don't know about Danny Gray. I don't know.
Here's the thing. They drafted Danny Gray to take the top off the defense.
And didn't do it.
Thinking that Trey Lance is going to be the quarterback. And we know Trey Lance has a strong arm. Jimmy Garoppolo came into play. The 49ers throw deep with Jimmy Garoppolo. I'm not even trying to be funny here. Let's talk about the deep ball. Since some people told me on Twitter, deep balls don't matter. You don't need a deep ball to win the Super Bowls in the NFL. You don't need to stretch the defense. Okay, whatever. You're lying to yourself. Jimmy Garoppolo, can he throw a deep ball?
You need the threat of the deep ball at minimum.
So the threat of the deep ball is not even going to be a threat because we know that quarterback ain't throwing deep. We know damn well Jimmy Garoppolo's not throwing deep. So that X'd out Danny Gray.
Well, and his point about, like, oh, if CMC goes down, like, my thing is, like, will you still have weapons all over the field that need to be accounted for? On a defensive line, if Bosa's out, who are you double-teaming?
That's what I'm saying. You're not double-teaming nobody.
Yeah.
You have to blitz more.
It's different to me.
So then,
it's very different.
So Steve Wilks, a new defense coordinator who we haven't even gotten into yet. Is he going to blitz more?
I have no clue.
Because when you blitz more, obviously that puts your secondary, it's a lot of heat on them. Travis Ward now has to go one-on-one. And you know what?
We're talking about starters versus a backup.
Right.
Whereas I'm questioning, Bosa's a starter, but the guy opposite him, we don't have a starter.
That's why I want Frank Clark or Yannick.
Right?
Go get more help.
Exactly.
Get more help and just bring them into the system and just have them on standby. Please.
Yes.
Because now we look at this division, and Seattle scares me. There's some people who think Seattle has a better roster than the 49ers. I don't know if I believe that yet. But boy, Seattle, they do have wide receivers.
Kenneth Walker was so impressive in that playoff game. I know everybody's going to sleep on him.
What did DK do to Charvarius Ward?
Well, DK's a monster.
That scares me. And now you bring the kid in from Ohio State, Jackson Smith and Jigba.
What was Wesley Snipes' character's name in Demolition Man? Simon Phoenix?
Simon Phoenix.
Yeah, that's what he reminds me of out there.
Simon Phoenix.
Especially with like the blonde hair when he's bleaching his hair and stuff.
Just busted the ATM
he's
machine
such a
and took
monster.
The money.
I love DK.
By the way, that movie was sponsored by Taco Bell.
Was it?
Yeah. Taco Bell ran all the ads. When you went to Taco Bell, you got the Demolition Man cups with Sylvester Stallone and Wesley Snipes. And in the movie, they had the Taco Bell.
She was also in Rush Hour.
Sandra Bullock.
Sandra Bullock. She had a
Rob
moment
Schneider
at that time.
In it too.
Was that 95?
I think so, right?
Yeah. Mid-90s. Speed.
Mid-90s.
It's Congeniality.
Yep.
It's Congeniality.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So, JC, okay, Metcalf did that, but what did Ward do to him in the previous two games? When the stakes were high, when the chips were on the table, DK ate in that playoff game. That's all I'm saying.
Well, DK's a great player.
Scares me.
DK's a great player. And they got another receiver coming.
Yeah, that's what I said. Jackson Smith and Jigba from Ohio
State. They're
going
to have to get some cornerback help.
So do you want to blitz and leave those corners on the island one-on-one with these wide receivers?
Well, we haven't talked about Sammy Womack taking over a slot.
We don't know about him yet.
I know. I like him.
We like him.
I like him. I like him a lot.
I like him. I like him because the Niners do find good nickelbacks. Yeah. K'Juan Williams, I liked a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Sammy Womack has potential, but until we see it, and we know quarterbacks are going to throw his way. So I do like Sammy, though. I think Sammy's going to be all right. I think he's going to be all right. Out of chat.
Now people are still living in sewers like in Demolition Man. I forgot that they were living in the sewer in Demolition
Man. They were. 888-957-9570. Your thoughts on the quarterback spot. By the way, my boy Christian from the golf spot. I got to come see you. Maybe Monday. Get fitted for the driver in the three-wood. I'm going to do that. But he sent me some intel on the LIV golf contracts.
Oh, give it to me.
So those LIV contracts were all for a minimum of 4+ years.
Yes.
So the guaranteed money on LIV was, number one, for a certain amount of time, with the only exit being that they pay back. Two, 4 times the contract value. And their guaranteed money was chipped away from their tournament winnings.
Yes.
For example, if DJ wins a tournament and collects $4 million, that money comes out of his guaranteed $150 million.
Uh-huh.
He doesn't earn additional money.
No.
So those are just some details on the LIV Golf, which is kind of interesting.
Well, no. This is a way of them saying, like you can earn all of this money. We're going to give it to you up front and guaranteed so that you're ready to go. I forget who it was that won originally. Not Cam Smith. Somebody won early on in LIV, and they were talking about that the money came out of his quote-unquote signing contract.
Mm.
I'll tell you this. If you can get to it, it's good money.
Oh, my gosh. Money talks. Follow the buddy. Follow the buddy.
By the way, everybody's saying that the guy Oliver from Atlanta is going to start at nickel. I don't know about that. Womack's a ball player. I'm telling you right now, the guy He's physical. He moves his hips. He's got good ball, in-air ball tactics. I like him a lot.
You don't like the Oliver signing?
Oliver's fine. I'm just saying, Sammy Womack, I believe, by year's end, will be the starting nickel.
Could be.
I like him a lot.
I mean, I don't know much about Oliver.
He's so physical.
I don't know much about Oliver.
And he plays the ball so well.
Right now in the depth chart, they have Isaiah Oliver starting at one nickel spot. And Sammy Womack Jr. as a backup right cornerback. Trevius Ward starting at right corner.
Interesting.
Diamondre Lenore at left corner. By the way, Diamondre Lenore, you know what number he's wearing this year?
2.
Yep. That's pretty sick. That's 2's a sick
number. Wow. There's only one DB that sticks out in my mind wearing number 2 in college.
Deion Sanders. That was like the Pop Warner Hall of Fame number. Like when a guy in Pop Warner football wore number 2 or he wore number 5 or 22, you're like, oh, that dude's legit. He's a problem.
Yeah.
That was the guy. And they were problems. Dude wearing number 2, you can't be no scrub wearing number 2. If I asked for number 2, right? The coach would look at me and say, please, take number 77, which Coach Greg gave me.
Please take number 77.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you ain't wearing no number 2.
So come you on. Played right tackle?
I played right guard, center in Pop Warner, defensive tackle, defensive end.
So you were the, not Kentuan Ballmer, you were the Chilo Rashal of the San Francisco Seahawks?
I was a good center. I had an Alex Mack moment. I had an Alex Mack season.
Jake Brendel, 1 year wonder.
Not quite Jake Brendel. Alex Mack. Oh, man, I can't wait for this Pittsburgh game, man. Any other concerns with the line? Any other concerns with is quarterback the biggest concern of the 49ers moving forward? Is that the number one thing going into training camp?
It's the psyche of the fan base.
It's the psyche?
Yeah.
How would you gauge the psyche of the fan base?
I think Niner fans, when it comes to quarterback play, and I know Mark and I were talking about this when I came into studio and I had the dogs with me. He was like, that's every team. I'm like, okay. Yeah, every team goes crazy on quarterback, but not like Niner fans. Bonte, it's different.
No, it is different here.
It's different.
It is different.
You think Geno Smith was getting critiqued the way we critiqued Jimmy Garoppolo?
I mean, think about the Seattle Seahawks. They've had Jim Zorn, Dave Craig, Matt Hasselbeck, Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson's the best quarterback.
Hello?
Yeah, I mean, come on. It's not even close. You know, there's only a few teams that could talk about quarterbacks like the Niners.
They Dallas. Said Bonte's the original blindside O lineman.
Oh, getting trucked by Michael Orr.
Andrew Bullock.
You're Quam Harris.
Sandra Bullock.
Sandra Bullock again.
Boy. I remember I saw Quam Harris, or is it Quame Harris?
I forget.
I remember when I saw him coming to Kyle's Comedy Club when I was working there.
Yeah?
Very interesting.
Did you get by him too? That's a good joke.
That's not right.
Come on, that's a good joke.
That's so cold.
Or did he get caught for holding?
That's so cold, man. That's so cold. He was just trying to enjoy a comedy show, man.
Who was worse?
I remember John Martin. Some stuff. Oh, my gosh.
John Martin was so bad.
Well, John Martin was already bad at that point. We knew what we were getting from Jonathan Martin. Hopefully, he's doing well mentally. Now, you're talking about all these guys who were laughing. They went through some stuff, man. I don't feel comfortable talking about
these
guys.
Well, they would destroy me. They'd throw me through,
but they had some off-the-field issues.
Well, yeah.
You know?
Mike McGlinchey or Anthony Davis in their prime?
Anthony Davis.
Me too.
Anthony Davis was actually good.
He was good.
Forget that. He was actually good.
He just quit too many times.
Right. Wow. Wow, what do you know? Kwame, Mr. Harris just got inducted into the Delaware Sports Hall of Fame.
Oh, him and John Taylor.
Yeah.
Joe Flacco.
Wow, he wasn't that bad.
And who's the guy for play for the Warriors this year? Come on. Number 0, Dante DiVincenzo. All Delaware guys. Not playing for the University of Delaware, but all of them have Delaware roots.
Guys. Yeah, Delaware Sports Hall of Fame. Good for him.
Wow.
He's 41 now. Damn. Happily living in South Florida.
Yeah, good for him.
Damn.
Still was a really bad pick. First round or B?
Yeah, I remember.
Would they take him 17th?
No, I thought it was like 28.
Was it that low?
Was it that high?
I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
Was it that high? No, 17th. Damn. I remember first round pick.
Maybe I'm wrong.
Was he that high? No, you may not be wrong.
I think I am wrong.
May not be that wrong.
I'm gonna look it up.
Oh, he's 26.
26.
Yeah, I thought it was 28. 26. Jonathan Martin in prison. Yeah. Yeah, I don't feel comfortable talking about him. He's gone through some things. Gone through some stuff. Bam Davis was sick. He was sick.
Was he the one who originally got into it with Grant Cohn way back when?
He did get into it.
Over retiring and not retiring?
I don't remember what that tale. Grant Cohn's has some big beefs.
I mean, he picks the big boys.
You know, yeah, he don't mess around.
Gotta give it to him.
Well,
he's like the guy in prison. Look for the biggest dude you know and go right after him.
Look, we love Grant Cohn. We like Grant. But he was not one that smoke with Javon Kinlaw came on that stream. Boy, the way he covered Javon Kinlaw changed a bit. They didn't have a good game. How was that? There's no extra he wasn't putting anything extra on that one. We look great. We can talk about that. But boy, Javon Kinlaw walked up on him at practice. It's like, hey. I'm surprised, you know. We're speaking of that. I'm surprised there hasn't been more interactions like that between player and media members.
What do you mean?
Like, just players blowing up at media members. Now, it seemed not to be professional, right? And you got your Raymond Ritters, you got your Coreys down there with the 49ers kind of coaching you up on how to interact with the media. But I'm surprised that we don't get more Russell Westbrook interactions with media members or more Javon Kinlaw versus Grant Cohn than we do. Because, man, there's some media members who be saying some reckless things.
Well, I think a lot of people don't... You know, like I'll take myself for example. How many times am I in front of some of these guys?
Never.
Yeah, exactly.
Like to keep it like that, huh?
But Radnor said it best years ago. Like, you can't crush them if you're always in front of them.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And so I want to be able to be myself. So
you want to crush them and stay away from them?
Well, no, I'm just saying, like, if you want to give honest opinions,
you can't
be jaded by being in front of people the whole time.
Well, you can't be friends with them. You could be in front of them.
Yeah.
You could be in front of them. Javi Lopez, out of all people, the first guy to tell me this, back in 2016, I was doing something for a podcast in another station. He's like, hey, man, you and Marty sound good. Keep it up, young man. I was like, oh, you listen? I was like, oh, I gotta watch what I say.
Speaking of the king and the kid.
Yeah, exactly. Marty Lurie was. Hey, don't you slander Marty Lurie.
Who's slandering who? You were the kid at that point.
No, I still am the kid. Uncle Marty, I got to see him a couple weeks ago. Loving those, Marty. You can see him in the press box.
Was he holding a mosaic?
No, he always has a mosaic. Uncle Marty, man, is a good dude. Don't you be careful what you say about him. Around me, at least. You can say whatever the hell when I'm not in the room.
You drop that Bonte Hill name around Marty, he'll light up and start, you know, going on about how great you are, Bonte. It's kind of cool to listen to, actually.
That's my guy. It's my guy. You better leave him alone, Shasky.
I was thinking of starting a podcast with him, The Lawyer and the Loudmouth.
Oh, boy.
Just me and him.
Both of you guys be fighting over getting a word in. That wouldn't last long. Bonte, who's this kid?
He would let Brian and Palo Alto ramble on forever, though.
He would. He does take calls better than I do. He does know how to work calls and... You know, he was the best with Salty. Rest in peace, Salty. He had a way of working Salty that was just art.
Well, Salty knew his stuff.
He did. But then Salty would be going crazy about, you know, some seventh inning reliever. And Marty's just like, Salty, how's your day today? What are you doing? And Salty would be like, well, you know, I pumped some iron today. I'm looking good. Got my arms.
It was also
good.
Hour 9 for Marty.
Maybe hour 7.
So, I have tremendous respect for Marty. You know I love him.
So, but... To that point, you could be in front of these guys and you could critique them, but you can't make it personal.
Well, that, yeah.
And you can't start calling them names.
Yeah.
To say, hey, player X, I don't believe, had a good game.
Yeah.
Now, that player may disagree with you. That player may not want to talk to you for 2 days, but it can happen. I like to go see the players, but then, you know, there's no doubt sometimes I say things on the show or I said things in the past, and then, you know what I said? I see a guy, like, for example, if I say, we traded Draymond Green. I orchestrated a three-team deal with Draymond Green. Told Shasky on the way up to the California Classic, I got something for you tomorrow. Watch this. And the lines blew up to the point to where I heard back from players and they were saying, yo, some executives like this deal. I was like, damn, maybe I should be a GM. But then I got to interview Draymond Green on the post-game show. You don't think I'm thinking in the back of my head?
Our favorite defender. How you doing, Bonte Hill?
Hey, man.
What a rebound in the fourth quarter.
This is how I do it.
All right. I'll be Draymond.
Oh, man. Now joining us here on Warriors Post Game Live, the greatest defensive player.
Put my headset on.
Yeah, put your headset on.
Yeah, put my headset on.
And Draymond just stands there. He's waiting, too. He's like,
yeah.
He's like looking, right?
I'm Draymond. You're Bonte.
Oh, man, now joining us here on Warriors Post Game Live out there. Great game. The greatest defensive player of all time, a four-time NBA champ, All-American at Michigan State, Draymond Green. Hey, Draymond, hell of a game today. 8 points, eight rebounds, seven assists. How you doing, man? Tell me what you were feeling out there.
You know, I was feeling like I was trying to prove the haters wrong by squaring up to the hoop. A lot of discourse I was seeing this week. You know, people that are uneducated with the eye when it comes to basketball, the untrained eye, doesn't realize all the sophisticated things I do on the court. But that's neither here nor there. We got the dub.
Go ahead, Mully. Hey, Draymond, great game. Get some rest, man. We'll see you Thursday night at Chase Center. Hell of a game tonight, man. We'll talk to you then.
See, here's what I want from you, though, B, if we're being honest. I want you to ask me about the pick eight, and I'm Jimmy Garoppolo. Oh, how would you do that?
Oh, my God. The pick eight?
Hey, guys. I'm Jimmy.
Hold on.
Who's got a question?
Bonte Hill. Formerly of the San Francisco Examiner, formerly of the Guardsman at City College of San Francisco, now with 95.7 The Game, Morning Rose. Hey, Jimmy, can you describe that play where you stepped out of the back of the end zone, and were you fortunate enough to where that play didn't count because you threw a pick there for a touchdown? How would you describe that play, Jimmy?
I think we just got to play better.
What did you see on that play?
Jimmy,
is that not how he answers questions? Jimmy, if
I could follow. Always we. You know, it starts with me first. I gotta, first and foremost, you know, I got to play better, guys. You know, it's just.
No, but you didn't ask about the pick eight.
Well, I'm asking about the play. Jimmy, so what did you see? Did you like the play call there in the back of your end zone?
I don't know. We're just trying to execute. It's all happening really fast. We got to go back and we just got to execute better.
You know, there's a lot of people on Twitter, social media, and Spadoni, I'll let you get in here, but I got to get this question in. And there's a lot of people on social media right now and a lot of people, experts on NBC, saying that they're calling it the pick eight. How would you describe that play that turned into a safety for the Denver Broncos?
We were really fortunate. You know, I'm just trying to make the best play I possibly can. And sometimes it just doesn't go your way.
You know? You gotta toss it down too. You gotta do a little giggle.
That's what I'm saying. You know? I'm trying to do the smile.
You know, it's kind of funny, you know?
He says nothing. I love how you totally, by the way, package that. Some people are calling it the pick eight. No, you are calling it the pick eight.
The streets were calling it the pick eight, man. We can never get over the pick eight.
The thing with Jimmy, though, dude, he knows it. He's so made the rest of his life. So like, you know what? I don't care.
We just cashed in with Travis Matthew. We just signed another deal with Jordan Brand.
Oh my God. Oh, no, it just dawned on me. Where's the Raiders' first game at?
Denver.
In Denver.
Yeah, it's
so think about Jimmy Garoppolo's history in Denver.
Oh, yeah.
So they interest flash images, the five interception practice.
Yeah. Booger McFarland saying that Jimmy Garoppolo looks rattled
on Monday Night Football. And we came in here, Steiny Guru and myself came in here, and the lights were lit up. I will never forget that week of shows.
Caught up in Garoppolo mania.
It was so bad.
Stay off my timeline.
Guru went to do an IG story. Timeline. He's never done that many stories in his life. He had the rain pants on. I got caught up in Garoppolo mania. Stay off my timeline. Y'all like some damn mosquitoes. It was wild.
What are the top three worst plays of Jimmy Garoppolo's career?
Oh, I just saw that.
The pick eight's the first one.
The pick eight. I got so many plays.
The pick eight's pretty good.
McGlinchey's going to be in that game, too, protecting Russ.
The freaking interception in the NFC Championship game where he's getting dragged down and he just like tosses it. The first play of that drive, he had no business completing that pass. Inbounds with no timeouts. I'm like, Jimmy, throw it away. He's a foot away from the sidelines.
Jimmy's not even here and we're still railing on him. We could never get over. So, top three plays?
Infinite number of outcomes here.
I could go top 15. The interception before, in no order.
Okay.
No order.
Infinite number of outcomes.
So, top 15. I'll just rattle them off because I got them in the back of my head.
Yeah, all right.
Because I have nightmares about these plays. All right. Green Bay before halftime throwing the interception when he should have just thrown the ball away. Remember that one?
Yes.
That's bad. The Dallas interception.
That's bad.
The Dallas interception. Yes. All right.
How about the Jalen Ramsey one in week 17 in the red zone?
That was bad.
Just forcing it into five guys.
Throwing to Kyle Juszczyk.
Oh, the one against Tennessee.
Tennessee Titans.
It's one of the worst
throws
ever.
Worst throws ever. George Kittle, third offensive snap in the NFC Championship game.
How about the George Kittle one, week one against Arizona? It was a smokescreen and he threw 700 yards in the air. And honestly, Kittle's lucky he didn't get Bowman. No, I'm not joking.
Buda Baker lit him up. All right. So that's six. That's six plays. My heart can't take this, man. I don't know if I'm going to make it to 15. All right. So what we got last year? We already got the pick eight in here?
Yeah.
What about the airmail to Deebo Samuel down the sideline when he just scored a touchdown?
Oh, that was pretty good.
What about throwing behind Deebo in that save game on a Texas route?
Oh, was that the one he got blasted?
He got blasted.
The medicine balls that Jimmy would throw.
What about three straight plays on Sunday Night Football against the Green Bay Packers week three where Trey came in to score a touchdown at the end of halftime?
Yeah.
Remember, there was player down every single snap for like four straight snaps because Jimmy's thrown over the middle of the field. It was nothing but car accidents.
Honest to God, that was the greatest throw I've ever seen someone make in a game that I went to was the Aaron Rodgers throw to Devontae.
Oh, that was a sick
throw. That was one of the greatest throws I've ever seen. The contrast between Aaron Rodgers and Jimmy G playing quarterback at the same time was unreal.
Oh, my God. Where are we at? Are we at 8-9?
What about the one that he threw in week one against Tampa Bay 2019?
Oh, my God.
He just threw it into the abyss. It was like a screen that he like airmailed.
What about the other pick six in week one against Minnesota?
Oh, yeah, that was pretty bad.
He tried to play a Kitchen Board for running the wrong route.
Yeah, that was pretty bad.
That was pretty bad. Yeah. All right, so you had those throws. All right, we got more throws. Give me a breath. I got to catch my breath here.
Oh, man. Pick six is still number one. The pick eight.
The pick eight still number one?
It's got to be number one.
So that's 10 plays right there.
It's got to be.
Oh, the overthrow to Sanders at a Super Bowl?
Yeah, that's up there.
Oh, my God.
That's more sad than anything else.
Because he asked Jimmy Garoppolo to throw it deep. He's not a deep ball thrower. And you should have ran the ball on that sequence. So I don't even blame Jimmy. I'll blame Shanahan for putting Jimmy in that position.
How about the Dolphin game?
Oh.
2020.
The number 47 game. The corner.
Yes.
Or number 47, number 48.
When Devontae Parker looked like Michael Irvin prime. How did Devontae Parker look so good in that game?
That was the game everybody started screaming in a Niner uniform. Go get Ryan Fitzpatrick. Draven Fitzmagic. They were up 21-0 in the blink of an eye in front of no fans. That post-game show was late because remember, Coles called and said, I'm in Yosemite right now, and I got the Odyssey app, and I got a little bit of service, and I'm tuning in.
How about the closed eyes in the Super Bowl?
That may have been our... You know what? Honestly, God, I'm not even trying to be funny. All the Coles interception in the Super Bowl against Kansas City? Oh, man. Listen, I'm not even trying to brag, but Matt Nahegan said the ratings for that show was unbelievable.
Which one?
The Dolphins post-game show.
Yeah, we had like an 11 share.
It was like 12 share. It was unbelievable. It's the highest number we've been in this market in a long time.
God, that was such a bad game.
All right, we need three more plays. What else do we have? I'm blanking on three plays. It's got to be worse plays than that.
There's plenty of them. I mean, Bonte. This guy is just, we're going to miss him.
Oh, my God. We're going to miss him. No, it's going to be good for our sanity that he's gone.
How about the throw? My favorite was when everyone was like, what a dime. He threw to the wrong receiver underthrew him in the Minnesota game. And Kendricks, whatever the linebacker's name is. Oh, it went right through his hands. And it went right to Emmanuel Sanders. And I said, he completely missed the out target and threw underneath. And it went right through a linebacker's hands.
Well, he did throw a pick in that game, though. Remember?
Oh, no, he did. But I'm talking about the throw he completed.
Oh, my God. Well, remember everybody was critiquing him in the Arizona game. He threw behind Jeff Wilson Jr. on the Texas route.
No.
But that was a touchdown. You got to give him credit. People were talking about his ball placement.
On the zero blitz. How about the throw against Detroit week two? 2018.
Oh, my God, the play that didn't count. I almost broke my knuckle.
How about him running out of bounds? Not running out of bounds in the Kansas City game. It was one of the dumbest things I've ever seen.
Remember I almost broke my knuckle when he threw that pick? I almost broke my... Were you here in Spadoni?
It was so bad for that game.
That game was so bad. Oh, my gosh. All right, I'm going down game logs here because we got to find two more plays. Yes, we mentioned the Emmanuel Sanders overthrow. The Cincinnati game, week two, 2019. How did I forget? All I had to do was look at the score. There's a play. He threw one up in the air. It was like a shot put. and there was five bagels there fighting for the interception. Right. And then the next drive, Shanahan called nothing but run plays.
Like 15 yeah. straight
you remember that?
Runs. I do remember that.
There was five bagels. I said, how the hell are there five bagels there?
Shanahan's doing what he needs to do to win games. That's what everyone kept saying in postgame.
Out of Garoppolo's hands.
It's final thoughts.
What about the Washington Commanders game when they won 9-0? He threw the pick and Shanahan said, the hell with this. We're just going to run the ball in the monsoon. I got a headache just thinking about this stuff, man. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
It's time for the Xfinity Fast Five. Oh. Your last chance to get in on the morning roast.
That's right.
Brought to you by the Next Generation 10G Network. Only from Xfinity. The future starts now.
Oh, my gosh. There's so many bad throws. There's so many bad plays.
He did the same thing in the Minnesota playoff game where he was like, oh, you're about to throw a pick? Oh. Run, 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 run.
How did we forget the Colts game in the rain at Levi's?
Oh, my God. The throw that went off the fingers that went in the air, it looked like a 3-5s-up play. Carson Wentz destroyed them in
What about
game.
The overthrow at the goal line against Jacksonville? Remember that?
We should start ranking Jimmy G overthrows at this point.
Remember that?
For a guy who can't throw the ball deep, he's got a lot of great overthrows.
Game. On the goal line, man.
Did we mention the Green Bay game where he threw it right to the cornerback in the playoff game 2 years ago?
Oh, yeah, we missed it out. Trust me, we didn't forget that one. We got
when
that one.
Outplayed
Aaron Rodgers.
Outdueled
Aaron Rodgers.
You have to give it to Colin Cowherd, outdueled.
You got to be on some hard stuff to think that he outdueled Aaron Rodgers in that football game. We may have been watching different games, man.
All right, final thoughts.
I got a headache, dude.
Giants go to Colorado today.
Oh, my God.
And they're not usually good on the day. No. The first game on the road where a big road trip is coming that starts in Colorado. They're 11-17. Is that what it is, Sam Lubman?
10-17.
10-17. This is a big one for the Giants today. All right, they've had a couple of bad series in a row against good teams. I want to see them bounce back.
I expect Casey Smith to decrease his chase rate tonight in Colorado. You see Steve's going to cheat. Bonte's going to cheat on the soda diet after this show. Well, at least we were able to end the show laughing and not yelling at each other.
Seriously.
That's a good thing, whether it's BPA, whether it's Football Mike. And Calvin didn't call today. I guess football's not a thing. Maybe he's a lost Rams fan. I don't know, Spadoni, what's your final thought?
I'm just getting a glimpse of my future as a Raider fan.
Oh, my God.
It's not looking great.
But
you know what? I'll say this.
If he makes it to week one.
I'll take a guy that doesn't throw it away on a fourth down. I'll tell you that.
Oh, wow.
Well, I mean,
Jeff, you don't have me pull you from one of them cabins you in.
On third down, he'll just throw it right to Aaron Donald.
Dude, what's up? Callers are getting bold. Apparently, there's a David caller went for Guru yesterday. Went at Guru. TC in Sacramento came straight at Willard's throat. Your boy from Visalia, whatever the hell that place is, 150 people live there. He came at my throat, called me a fraud.
Yeah.
Football might come down here. These callers get bold, man. Get real tough.
Lubman, are you alive back there?
I am alive. And actually, I got some, I guess, good news for A's fans today. So SB 509, which is supposed to cover the A's move to Las Vegas, never made it to the floor for a vote last night in the Nevada State Legislature. But a special session will be called. But the stadium bill will not be part of this special session. So talk about Jimmy G overthrows. Let's talk about some fumbles here and what the A's are doing here at the goal line on this Vegas deal.
They're a perpetual Jimmy G mistake, the Oakland A's. So there you go.
Fisher, you're going to sell the team for once?
I don't know what's going to happen.
All right. Box here, believe me, 209, Comcast Business Text Line. Us Raider fans aren't looking forward to Jimmy Garoppolo being our quarterback. My final thought is, we got ourselves a season with the 49ers, boy.
Seriously.
We buckle up, baby. It's going to be a bumpy ride, especially when we talk about quarterbacks. All right, Steiny and Guru, I have no idea what they're going to talk about. Maybe some Warrior stuff. We kind of pivoted off the Warriors because that's driving us crazy as well. We'll get back to the finals tomorrow, Game 3, Giants at Colorado. That's it for us on the Tuesday. See you tomorrow morning. Have a great day, everybody.
Don't you ever call me a homer!
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle.
vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.